Certainly a happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers who are here. If you are a mother, godmother, grandmother, any kind of a motherly-like figure, you know, certainly a blessed day to you. And of course, to all of your children, the blessings around you. Nothing is more humbling than having children, right? You know, you have to raise them and take care of them. And of course, you know, they humble you at times too. I even remember at one point I was preaching during a mass in my first assignment at St. Charles in Parma, and one child said during the middle of my homily, you could hear her scream over everybody else and over everything else, and she just said, "Mommy, how many more songs are there?" I was like, oh, I guess I need to wrap this up. Yesterday morning, I was invited to go to Habitat for Humanity over in Eastlake. They have a store, it's the Restore, right on Vine Street. Maybe you've been there before, where they were building their 100th home in Lake Geauga County. So the Lake Geauga Habitat for Humanity was building their 100th home, and it's going to be in Eastlake. So they asked me to come and to say a prayer before they began to frame the house. Now, I'm not super familiar with Habitat for Humanity, other than maybe any more than maybe you are, in terms of knowing that they are actually an interfaith, maybe ecumenical kind of a group. They invite anybody who would like to come to help in their work. But what they try to do, of course, is to build homes for people who might not otherwise be able to afford to live in one. It seems like anymore that's kind of all of us, you know. But in some ways, it's really a struggle, especially for people who might not have any kind of background or experience, especially if they're being in the middle of raising their own children. So there's a woman named Juana, and her two children will be moving into this home. So she was there along with her children as well, just to be able to be present and volunteer throughout the day as well to frame the house. But it's interesting, they have a whole network of how to do this and a program, if you will, or a system, if you will, to build these homes and to frame them. And it was a really cool thing to see the day kind of get started. I was only there at the beginning of the day. But as I was there, I was reflecting on how beautiful it is that just a number of people came together, you know, to build this home together. They're all volunteers, and there's over 100 of them that were there. But to see all of these people come together and to build this home together really kind of enlightens you. It really helps lift your spirits. You know, in a world where there is war, of course, where there is division in our society and violence often that we hear about on the news, and even in our own families at times, just the struggles that occur, it's just so enlivening to see people who are complete strangers come together and to build someone's home. You know, they're giving this woman and her children a place of hope and a place of stability and a future that otherwise might not necessarily be there for her. And I thought about how beautiful that is. But what is implied there, I guess, is that nobody showed up yesterday with a house on their back. You know, nobody showed up with the house already made and said, "Look, guys, I already did it on my own," you know, but instead everybody came together to do their part. And I think that that's a great reflection for us today, especially in this season of Easter, to see really how the Lord provides for us along the way, and that all of us are called to in some ways do our part too as we build up the church. And we know that the church, of course, is made up not just, as we reminded last week in our gospel, not just of stones like the ones that we see in front of us that hold this church together, but of course those living stones, those people that come together to build his church. And as Jesus gives us that image last week, he continues that image today in saying that he's never going to leave us, but instead will leave us with the Spirit, the Advocate, who will give us all of the things that we need, give us all the tools, if you will, you know, that we need to build this kingdom of God here on earth. But it does really require us to be docile to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it can be intimidating to hear people talk about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, I think, of all three of the members of the Trinity, can be difficult to relate to at times. We can understand God as being Father, maybe if our own fathers were a great example for us, or, you know, a fatherly-like figure. You know, we can understand Jesus because he was a person. He became one of us. He lived on this world and understood pain and suffering like we do. But maybe the Holy Spirit is difficult because the Holy Spirit almost seems as if it's kind of like a different person, but maybe one that we can't relate to. That's for some of us. Maybe for others, we can really appreciate the Spirit's presence in our life. But regardless maybe of where we stand, the promise is that the Lord would stay close to us, that he would help us along the way. He'd give us the tools that we need, you know, to build this kingdom, and he would, of course, give us the strength that we need too. In the second reading today from St. Peter, the reading begins, and it begins very beautifully, and it's Peter tells us to sanctify Christ in our hearts. The word sanctify means to make sacred, to set apart a place in our hearts for Christ, to make sacred. As we heard even in the first reading, people being set apart for the mission. You know, Deacon Chuck in a week will receive the sacrament of ordination and, of course, be set apart to become a priest. But all of us, in many ways, are set apart. And we set apart a place in our hearts, you know, to build that home for the Lord. But it requires us to turn to the virtues, you know, faith and hope and charity, humility, patience and endurance, to really know that the Lord is giving us all of those tools that we need to do this. We have to set apart places in our hearts to let him in. I think that if we use the image of building this home or this kingdom of God, we have a great image for us to think about. As the Lord gives us that image today, maybe it's worth reflecting on in our own hearts. Where am I allowing the Lord to enter into my heart to build something new and to do something great? The Lord promises us that he will stay close to us. He will give us the Spirit to stay close to us. May we be open to the Spirit's promptings in our life, to hear his voice, and to know that he's calling us to build something that is great.